Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
2.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
I'm a little confused by the email that we got in for a second date update today. It's from a dude that says he went out on a date and everything went well. And even at the end of the date, he asked if he could have a kiss and she said yes.
Okay, that sounds all really successful.
The thing is, he never said if they did kiss. He just said she said yes. So I don't know if they didn't actually kiss and that was that was enough for him. I'm not sure. But his name is Martin and he's on the phone. What's up, Martin?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Can I call you Marty? Call you Marty.
Actually, I'd prefer if you guys called me Hoppity.
Wait, what?
Hoppity?
That was not what I thought you were going to say.
Hoppity.
Is that your nickname?
It is. I like frogs. I'm a lover of all things having to do with frogs. So, yeah, all my friends call me Hoppity.
Okay. Well, you sound very interesting, Hoppity. I feel like I'd like to go on a date with you to get to know you better and learn more about frogs.
Yeah. I mean, frogs are great.
So what, why the obsession with frogs?
You know, ever since I was a kid, I've just been fascinated with them.
Okay.
There's over 600 different species. They're great pets.
Okay.
Really?
Would you like to do a second date update, or would you like to just switch this over to a frog segment?
I'm kind of intrigued.
All about frogs with Hoppity. We could add that to the program if you want.
I mean, I think I'd like to continue with the second date update, but if you guys ever want to talk about frogs...
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. So let's...
Frog expert.
Let's talk about your date then, Hoppity. What's her name?
Her name was Isabella.
Isabella. Mm-hmm. And is she a human or a frog?
Definitely not a frog. She's a human.
Okay.
Okay. And how did you meet Isabella?
A friend of mine actually introduced us. A friend of a friend, really. We went to school together, and she thought we might hit it off.
And it sounds like you did. I mean, from what Jubal said, the date went swimmingly.
Oh, I see what you did there. That's a pun, isn't it?
That's a frog joke there. Oh, no. Some frogs swim, I hear. Yeah. I don't know.
Frogs swim, yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, your email did say that everything went well and you asked for a kiss, but you never clarified if you got a kiss.
Oh, I did. I did get a kiss, actually.
Okay.
And how was it? I mean, what was it like?
It was great. I was a little worried that maybe she was a little over the fact that we were just talking about frogs the whole time. But
Wait, that didn't really happen, did it? You didn't talk about frogs the whole time?
Actually, we kind of did.
Hoppity.
Well, I mean, I didn't want to bring up the frog thing too soon because, you know, I was worried that that might, you know, put her off a little bit and she might think I was weird or something. But, yeah, I mean, she seemed pretty interested. So, you know, early on in the date, I pulled out my phone and I showed her some photos.
Of what?
Of my two pet frogs.
Oh, good.
Oh, sweet. You have two pet frogs. What are their names?
Okay. Their names are Lollyhops and Webster McRibbit.
Okay, that is adorable. I'm sorry.
I like Lollyhops.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But the thing is if you talked about frogs the whole time, that means that you were asking her questions about herself.
Well, I mean, I don't know. She seemed pretty interested. I mean, I asked a few things about her, and I think learned a little bit, but she just kind of kept on with the conversation. I mean, she loved my pet. I mean, especially McRibbit. I mean, he's a dwarf frog.
All right.
A dwarf frog?
Hey, Hoppy,
cute.
You sound like a proud parent of these two frogs, and that's good. But sometimes proud parents don't realize when people actually don't want to hear about it. So do you think that maybe you were just assuming that she wanted to see more pictures of Lollyhops and McRibbit?
I mean, I hope not. She seemed genuinely interested. And she even let me kiss her at the end of the night. So
yeah, that's good.
I think that was a sign that, you know, she wasn't put off by my frog passion.
Okay, can I just ask, did you make any reference to the kiss about you being a frog that turns into a prince?
I mean, it's funny you ask that. Before I kissed her, I asked her, do you want to let this slimy frog kiss a real-life princess?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, Hoppity.
You did it.
Yeah.
I did.
All right. So.
I feel like it's not the first time you've done that either.
I wouldn't tell you if I did.
So why do you think that she's not calling you back then? If she was interested in the frogs and she kissed you and everything.
Even after
that
line.
What's the problem?
I don't know. I mean, I've been calling her all week. I've left her three voicemails. I even left her one message. in a frog voice because I think girls have a love a guy with a sense of humor. But I don't know.
Is that your frog voice?
Is that it?
Yeah, that's my frog voice.
Ah. All right.
Wow, Hobbity. I thought it'd be like more refined for some
very
reason.
Rat sounds like a smoker frog, like a frog that has smoked a few packs of cigarettes. Well, here's what we're going to do, Hobbity. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Oh, my gosh. Hobbity.
Love it,
do
dude.
Not laugh at that, Jose. That's
keep that good. Going when we come
oh
back,
my God.
Okay? Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
And welcome back to our exciting new segment here at Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Are you froggin' kidding me?
Oh, gosh.
With Hoppity, where we dive into the exciting world of everything that frogs have to offer and learn new facts. Are you froggin' kidding me? They do what?
Gets me every time.
It is the second part of your second date update. And why are we talking about frogs? Because Martin is on the phone. He actually prefers to be called Hoppity because he loves frogs. And he went out with a girl named Isabella. He said they had a great time. They did talk a lot about frogs. But he got a kiss at the end of the evening. And now he's not sure why she's not calling him back. So we are about to get her on the phone and see if we can figure it all out for you, Hoppity.
I just want to clarify, I mean, we talked a lot about frogs during the dinner, but, you know, we talked about what she liked to do for fun, too.
Well, that's good. What was it? What is she like?
I can't remember.
Okay.
That's not good.
I'm glad you were paying attention, Hoppity. I mean, I really feel like you really made this day all about you. Can you tone down the frogs if you guys do go out again?
I mean, I can, but, I mean, I just want to remind you guys, during the dinner, she seemed really excited about my two pet frogs and the pictures, so you know, I think she's really into them.
All right, well, we'll find out the truth here in a second.
Yep. I'll dial her phone number right now, and we'll see if we can figure it all out, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, the frog voice.
All right, stop doing the frog voice, Hoppity. In my opinion, I don't think you should do that when you get her on the phone.
I'm seconding that opinion.
Okay, guys, I'll lose the frog voice.
Okay.
All right. Just for now, like after you guys have been dating for a little while, give her all the frog you want. But right now, dial it back on the frog a little bit. Here we go. I'm dialing her phone number.
Hello.
Hi. May I speak to Isabella?
This is Isabella.
Hey, Isabella. How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Can you? I'm sorry, you're from where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. What do you want?
I want to know more about you, Isabella.
Is this a prank call or something?
No. We're not some cheesy radio show that does prank calls. Come on.
Isabella, yes, we are.
This is something we do called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody.
Okay. I've heard those.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what this is. And Hoppity actually emailed us about you.
I don't know who Hoppity is.
What?
You don't know who Hoppity is?
No, remember, he said he didn't go by that.
How do you not remember?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know Martin?
I know Martin, but I don't know. But why were you saying Hoppity?
Because I thought he told you that he goes by the name Hoppity, but apparently
no,
I was wrong.
He never told me that. He goes by the name Hoppity?
Yeah, it's his nickname, apparently, because it shouldn't be a surprise to you that the dude likes frogs.
Oh, God, yeah, that's definitely not a surprise.
Okay.
He told us that you were really excited about his frog passion.
You know, when you're going out on dates, you kind of hear the same old thing. So it was something that was different. It was fun. I mean, he had really cute names for his frogs.
Agreed.
He had one that was named Lollyhops, which is hilarious, and I forget the other one, but it was funny, and I mean, I actually kind of liked him in a certain way. It was just, he was kind of refreshing, you know?
Okay, well, if it was
positive.
Refreshing, and he also told us that you guys kissed after the date, why aren't you getting back to him?
Well, after our date, I looked him up on Facebook, and I noticed that he put for work that he's a stay-at-home frog dad.
Oh, no.
So I'm really at the point where I'm really seriously wanting to find someone and settle down, and it just didn't seem like he was focused. And I mean, it's okay to have a hobby, but I would like him to have a job.
All right.
Wait.
So does he have a job? Do you know?
He didn't talk. He only talked about frogs.
So you don't think it was a joke? You think that he's unemployed?
I mean, I'm pretty sure he doesn't work. And by the look of his pictures, it was literally just different frogs. So
maybe the frogs are his
pictures
friend.
On his Facebook page. You're talking about.
Yeah, pictures of him with his frogs, like, doing things.
Like, doing what things?
There was one of him, like, cooking with them. There was one of him, like, playing his, I don't know, like, games with them. I don't know. It just seems like those are his friends.
Just to be clear, the reason that you're not calling him back, is it the frogs or is it the fact that you think he doesn't have a job? Like, which one is most important to you? Just so we can tell him.
I mean, I think it's the job.
I feel like it's all of it. If I was you, it'd be like the whole package of that.
Well, I think he's quirky and, you know, that's not a bad thing. It's refreshing, but sure. I just want him to have more balance in his life, mm-hmm. more, you know, just a job, friends, and frogs.
You know what I've always wondered, Isabella, and I've never heard the answer to this.
What?
Because they do studies to find out how much housewives would make if they were getting paid. How much money should he be getting paid as a stay-at-home frog dad?
That's not a thing.
And I think we can get the answer because Martin is on the phone listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
He's on the phone right now?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Martin?
Yeah. Hi, Isabella.
Martin.
Hi, Martin. Oh, this is awkward.
Yeah. You looked me up online?
Yeah. What is a stay-at-home frog dad?
I mean, I just have a passion for frogs. I thought stay-at-home frog dad was just kind of funny. That's why I said it.
It is kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't really know how much you heard, but I mean, when I saw that was kind of the thing that I just thought, oh, you know, I had fun on our date and the kiss was nice, but I'm looking for something more serious and I don't know that I can build a future with somebody who's a stay-at-home frog dad.
Oh, but come on.
I mean,
so I just want to be clear. Is the reason you didn't pick up my calls or respond to any of my messages because you didn't think I have a job?
I mean, is that not true? I mean, do you have a job?
No.
You don't. Okay.
Wait,
hold on.
I know. I thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah, I'm a lawyer.
Are you, like, in between jobs or something, Martin? Are you looking?
No, not at all. I'm not looking for any work right now.
How are you?
What?
How are you eating?
Are you alive?
You're not killing your frogs and eating them, are you?
No, and that's not a really funny joke.
I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry, Martin. Sorry, Hoppity.
No, but, Martin, really, like, what's your plan, man?
Well, here's the thing. A couple years ago, I made this app and I sold it and I made a whole bunch of money. And I don't have to work. That's why I don't have a job. I don't have to work for a while.
Oh,
so you're just taking time off to hang with your frogs?
Yeah, I mean, like I told you, it's my passion. So now I actually have time to do it and take care of them.
Okay.
So wait, is that a change? I think you just changed your tone there, Isabella.
Well, I mean, Martin, I wish you would have, you know, brought it up on the date. I had no idea that you even built apps. I didn't really learn anything except about your frogs. But I mean, had I known this, it would have, you know, I don't know, I would have taken you more seriously, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to publicize all that information. I feel like it's kind of private. I mean, if you'd asked what I did for work, I would have told you the situation, but I don't like posting that on Facebook. I think it's kind of, I don't know, arrogant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it's arrogant to be like, oh, I created a cool app. It's not arrogant to go like, I love my frogs. I agree with you. I agree with you on that one, Hoppity.
Man, okay, well, I feel kind of like an idiot.
How do you feel, Hoppity, are you mad at her for judging you, or do you understand where she was coming from?
I'm not mad. I guess I just wish she'd asked if it was that big a deal to her.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of making her own judgments?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that you were so excited about your frogs, and it was so different for me that I actually genuinely liked hearing about your frogs. And so I think we spent most of the time talking about that. So, but, you know, after the date, I did want to know more about you. And
Well, I'm really glad to hear you say that, Isabella, because anyone that's going to be a part of my life has to, you know, like my frogs, and my frogs have to like them. if that weren't the case, it might be a bit of a deal breaker.
Well, at least we got that very important thing taken care of.
Absolutely.
You know, that you're appreciative of his frogs. Isabella, would you like to go out with Martin on a second date? We will pay for it.
Yeah, I would.
I will say she has from the start said the frogs are fine.
That's true.
And you even did the frog voice on a voicemail to her, and she was still okay with that.
Yeah, no, actually, I thought that was kind of cute. I laughed. I listened to it twice.
Hey, good.
Listen to
All
it
right.
twice.
Hey, Martin, this would be the time. Remember we told you to dial back on the frog voice? This would be a time to throw it in there.
Yeah.
You like the frog voice?
It sounds nothing like
Oh, my God.
You're silly. Hop along. What is your name?
Hoppity.
Hoppity. Okay, Hoppity.
Hey, I like it when you say my nickname. That kind of makes me feel good.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right. I am
so weird.
I'm getting
dude.
Way too turned on by the second date update, so we have to end this right now. Congratulations to both of you guys for getting another date. Yeah.
Well, guys, I mean, I never told you officially whether or not I'd go out on another date with her.
Oh, yet. Good point. Yeah, you didn't. I was assuming.
Uh-oh.
So will you go out with her again?
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I think there's a match made in heaven.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations, you guys.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Everybody texting in at 78592 right now thinks that Isabella from today's second date update is a gold digger.
Yeah.
And I don't think so. I think she might be in love with money. That's all.
Just
she likes money a lot. Talking about today's second date update, if you missed it, this dude, he calls himself Hoppity.
Yeah.
That's his nickname because he's obsessed with frogs.
Yeah, very.
Anyway, he wanted to call this girl, Isabella, who he went out with. She wasn't calling back. Why wasn't she calling back? Because she went to his Facebook page and he had his employment listed as a stay-at-home frog dad because this guy loves frogs. So she just assumed that he was unemployed, but it turns out he actually created an app for something a while back and has a bunch of money, so he doesn't really work. But he loves frogs, so he stays home and takes care of his frogs.
That's
and
passion.
Then when she heard that, she was like, oh, wow, I love a guy with passion.
Oh, you guys.
And
I actually
just that you're passionate about frogs is so attractive to me. Now I want to go out with you.
Whoa. I actually support her. I don't think she was after just his money. I think that she wanted somebody with direction.
Yeah.
Because if she was just after his money, she would not have put up with the frog. All the frog stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she was fine with all the frog stuff even before she found out he didn't
true.
Have a job.
I mean, I guess, yeah. But on the surface, it's like, weird frog guy can't get a date.
Rich
frog guy can't get a date.
But he couldn't get a date not because of the weird frog part. Because she thought he didn't have direction. There's a difference.
That's the difference money makes, right? Because if you don't have money and you're obsessed with frogs, you're just a weird frog guy.
Yeah.
But you make money, all of a sudden you're eccentric. And you have
that's the word they
really
use.
Cool interests.
She was fine with the frog thing.
Yeah, no, I'm not even talking about that anymore.
You're
I'm just talking about
general.
The difference in money.
Okay,
like,
yeah, I see.
You're
I
crazy
see,
if you're
yeah.
broke. You're eccentric
right.
if you're rich.
Yeah, that's true.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back. Moving 92.5.